Hello and welcome to The Two Tones, Tony DeBolfo and Tony Moclier. G'day, Tone.
How are you, Tony? How's things?
Yeah, good. It is episode 27, the Rhino or the Uncle edition, Luke O'Sullivan, ex-Xavier College, my alma mater, or one of them at least, and a player who reached his 50th game in the notorious M&M.
It was magnificent.
Blue jumper in 1997.
It wasn't magnificent seeing him cheered from the ground on that after that game in his iridescent blue top, Tony.
It really
was. For the ages, wasn't it?
It took him 10 years to reach that figure. And, you know, it was Campo's 50th game as well.
Oh, was that so?
It took him 3 years.
Now, as bad as that was for Luke, spare a thought for Andrew Borkwell, the South Australian who played his one and only game for Carlton in that game.
Oh.
So the poor bugger has got an iridescent blue guernsey to show for his efforts.
Well, Carlton had 250 grand to show for theirs.
Well, that's true. That's true. It was good coin, Tony. Let's be truthful. But, very sad to see the
Especially on the
cloth paraded
turf.
That way, in my opinion. However.
Also, Des English's number.
Very much so. A very good player for Carlton, premiership player for Carlton.
Oh,
sadly, career cut short through illness.
Yeah.
But terrific competitor for the Carlton Football Club. And Ollie Grieve, Tony, one of the great fullbacks of the wartime period for Carlton, the 40s. Fabulous player, fullback for Carlton, and one of the bona fide champions of the club. And we've had plenty of them.
So there you go, 27, great number. Round 20, let's cap this off as quickly as we possibly can, Tone. St Kilda, 19-8-122, seeing off Carlton, 7-9-51, 71-point winners the Saints were. Thought we were a chance on the MCG, but the team were just not switched on. I was there with my daughter, and from the first bounce, I thought, we're just not in this.
Well said, Tony. I agreed with you in the sense that I went to the game thinking, okay, the MCG is probably more of a show
than that
fast strip at Etihad. But as you say, unfortunately, the team, for whatever reason, didn't come to play. We weren't there from the outset. And I think to be critical of the team would be to detract from St Kilda's performance.
Yeah.
They were impressive. Yeah. I think where they were so impressive was their actual ball movement.
The run and carry.
Run and carry was fabulous. And yet to absolutely choke us when we were in possession. We just couldn't get any run out of the defence. Our forwards couldn't get a go at it. We were comprehensively beaten. You know, in saying that, I think, you know, after the tough games against those bona fide finalists, good efforts against the likes of Sydney, Hawthorn, so on, maybe we were... spent somewhat, but
it seemed that way a bit. Seemed a couple of metres off the pace, one or two.
Just wasn't there, was it?
Yeah, the chasing wasn't as... It didn't reflect the previous week's games.
That's very true.
The same level of intensity wasn't there.
The intensity wasn't there. You've read my mind, Tony. It just wasn't there, and we just didn't come to compete. And it is really amazing, isn't it? I think Carlton this year has been so very honest in most of the contests in which it is, participated in. And, yet it just goes to show if you're just that little bit off your game,
you are a
deer in the headlights, aren't you? You're there for the taking. And Carlton just weren't there at the weekend. And Brendan Bolton, I would have thought, would have been a good man to keep one's distance from afterwards. I know that the players were locked away for a period of time after the game. And you would like to think that... there will be a more committed showing up north when the team travel to the Gabba this week, Tone.
It was also Walks's last game. Absolutely magnificent servant of the club. We were at his presser last week. And, I guess if anything, a 71-point loss is going to completely confirm that decision to walk away from the club, and probably hang up the boots after... a great career as a servant of the club.
A great career as a servant of the club. Unfortunately, cut short, you'd have to say, through injury, and he's had his fair share of injuries over the years. In saying that, I'm sure he wouldn't change anything for the experiences he's gleaned along the way. And look, it was a privilege to be there to see Andrew Walker carried off, quite emotional as he was cheered from the ground. And then to see him address the players... to a man afterwards in the rooms. It was a nice moment to be a part of. And actually, it was lovely to see Dylan Buckley on behalf of the players present Andrew Walker with a gift. So I suspect that that's a fair measure of the esteem in which Walker was held by the players.
Well, we should point out, Tony, at the press conference, the whole playing group were there.
They were all there? They were all there, weren't they?
It looked a bit like a scene from Gone with the Wind. There were people on crutches, there were armbands, there was a lot of walking wounded there.
There were indeed. But there you go. That was a fair indication that, you know, this is a brotherhood, and to lose a player, you know, that has been such a great server of Carlton, the one club from go to woe, you know, I think it was fantastic that the players showed him the level of respect that he's commanded over so many years and so many games, 202 in all. And Tony, might I just say too, in the aftermath of his last game, it was only fitting that during one of the interviews, he was actually collected in the face by a footy, kicked by his son, Cody, who was an absolute kick-to-kick animal in the rooms afterwards. And I dare say Soss was loitering, you know, trying to get Cody's signature to paper. I think we'll have a father-son there in the making in a few years from now, but it was quite funny to see Walker cop one in the puss, you know, in his last hurrah for the club.
So. Well, don't draw a line under the Andrew Walker story as far as the Carlton Football Club goes just yet. Certainly if that well-aimed ball is anything to go by, we'll look forward to more Walkers running around the old Ark Navy blue.
Very true.
He is hoping. We're going to get to another retirement in a second. There's been quite an announcement this week, and something I guess very dear to the podcast as well. We're seeing the retirement of a former co-host of the podcast. But before we go on, Tone, I'm going to get you to give us your votes on the St Kilda game.
Yes, and I noticed that Danielle, our producer, has made a note of Cade Simpson's 39 disposals, another outstanding game. What a year he's had, he and Sam Doherty. I suspect the fact that they've been our best players, it's a bit of a backhanded compliment, isn't it? Because it means the ball's been down there probably too much for either of our liking. However, they've been tremendous this year, and Simpson is the vote, is the man I gave one vote to for an outstanding performance in an otherwise indifferent day for the club.
Yeah.
Two to Zach Tuohy. I mean, Zach Tuohy with three goals. Again, you know,
there's some beautiful kicking from him.
Beautiful kicking. I don't suppose it matters where the goals come from, but you would like to see a few more forwards trouble the scorers and not be left to Zach. However, it was magnificent to see him slot those three goals, you know, magnificent goals on the run. Again, was a very good contributor to the cause. And three votes, I couldn't go past the Cripper, Patrick Cripps. Yeah. I think, you know, what I think we've seen with Cripps is in Mark Movie's absence, we've seen Cripps grow in stature as a player. You know, we know that he has the abilities, the clearance king, but I think what he's welcomed is the added responsibility that comes, particularly in the face of, you know, a man down, and that being our captain. All players need to pick up the slack, and he's one that in the past month I think has really, really responded when Carlton has needed it most. And all power to Cripper. He's had a great month, and that was a great game at the weekend on his behalf.
He's worth the price of admission when he's in full flight. He is
very true.
He's an astonishing sight to behold. All right, so we are, of course, getting to the business end of the season, and the highly prestigious, I like to think, Two Tones Player of the Year will be decided in a couple of weeks. I think we pretty much know who it's going to be, but I'm not going to preempt anything.
Fair to say, probably a battle of the backs, isn't it?
Yes. But look, it's going to be quite a ceremony when the gong or the dong, what is it? The gong.
The gong. It is the gong.
The gong.
Yes.
Thank you. Watch this space for further details. Now, Tone, there has been quite an important announcement. If you go to carltonfc.com.au, you'll see the open letter written from the desk of Michael Jamieson.
Yes.
He has announced that he is retiring from AFL football effective immediately.
Yes, Tony, another sad loss, a great club and a terrific fellow, Jamo. Well, you've mentioned the dealings you've had with him. One thing I'll say about Jamo, like Andrew Walker, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, he won't die wandering. You know, he and Walker have wrung the cloth dry. The bodies have effectively packed up, you know, and it just goes to show the brutality of football, you know, AFL footy, that the demands it has both physically and mentally on players. And Jammo, like Andrew Walker, couldn't have given Carlton more. We reflect on that meritorious victory over Port Adelaide early in the year, Tone. Yeah. That was Jammo's last hurrah. We weren't to know it then. You know, maybe he suspected as much, but none of us were to know. So, you know, it's not easy to walk away, you know, and he's had 150 great games for Carlton, and he's been, battling away, trying to keep the back six in order for a long time when we were really, really, languishing down the bottom of the cellar. But what a great servant for the football club he's been. You did make mention of the letter that was forwarded to the people of Carlton. You know, his farewell, a great letter it was too. There was also one sent to staff, Tony. Similar sort of sentiments echoed. Thank you to all the staff for their commitment to the cause. And just on a personal note, I responded by thanking him for the email and asked him that I hope he didn't mind me referring to him accidentally as Michael Jackson in an interview after one of the games some years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back yet from Jammo, so he might be filthy on it still. However, I'd be very interested to hear a little tribute from your good self, Tone, in terms of the Jammo you knew from the podcast you mentioned earlier.
Well, he did the podcast for about 2 years, I think it was. Mitch Robinson was the other kind of co-host, but Jammo did it, I think, the first couple of years, and he was a generous co-host. He's a very smart guy. I mean, that obviously comes across. He has gone on to podcasting of his own. Is he still doing a podcast with Zach Toohey?
Don't know how that's going these days, I think we may have blown them out of the water, but I'm not one to boast.
He didn't actually mention that in his sign-off letter. I don't know. It was.
He's still filthy on it, Tony.
I'm sure he is. He was the man who got Juddy into the podcast because he is great mates with the great Sir Judd.
Yes,
and I certainly enjoyed every moment of having done the podcast with Jammo. Like I said, he was entertaining, smart guy. And, he's a very learned gentleman and you just know that he's going to go on to a successful post-football career. And I would really hope that the club utilise his talents because he's a smart operator and would be a great asset to the club, I think, in some capacity.
No doubt. And like Andrew Walker, he walks out carrying his head high, it's retirement for players isn't something that you can easily get right. I can remember, Stephen Kernahan, trudging from the field after Carlton's last loss of the, 2007 season? I'm no good with times. It's earlier than that, isn't it?
Yeah,
97
is,
or 98.
Yeah.
After a loss to Richmond, and they just weren't able to give him the send-off that everyone wanted to see.
Yeah.
And some players, retirement catches up with them relatively quickly. Other instances you see clubs making the call on players, which is often, unpalatable.
Yeah.
But I think in the case of Andrew Walker and Mick Jamieson, the timing's right. They know within their heart of hearts that this is it. And they've both gone out, with style. And it's good to see, that they can, as I said earlier, carry their heads high because they've been great servants for the Carlton Football Club. And all power to them and best wishes to them for the future and what that holds. New phases of their career, beyond Carlton. I think Walker said, did he, that he spent more years at Carlton than he did at school.
Yeah, wow.
And it's incredible to think along those lines, isn't it? But they've been great servants for the club and good luck to them.
And they go, of course, with our fulsome best wishes and gratitude. Because like you say, Tone, the last 10 years at Carlton, there's definitely been some highlights, but there's been more lowlights than we would care to remember. And neither of those players dropped their heads.
They turned up
and they committed.
That's very true.
And, for that, they will be remembered when...
And I will say with Walker's departure, Tone, that little that last little historic link with Princes Park is now with Kate Simpson.
That. Yep.
Because Walker and Simpson were amongst the last two Carlton players still playing that played in that last game at Princes Park
in
2004. Eddie Betts and Jared Waite were both in that team but are obviously playing elsewhere. But Walker and Simpson were the last Carlton players still going around. So Simo is the final link with the old ground here, which is that's sad in itself, isn't it?
Well, which means we're only going to have that link for about another 5 years. the rate is going.
Very true.
Touch for Micah. So good luck to both of those players, and we will watch your post football careers with interest. Now, Tone, Brisbane v Carlton, Saturday, 13th of August. It's at the Gabba at 1:45 p.m. Brisbane are coming off a 138-point loss to the Crows.
Fair old hiding, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't great.
We were twice as good as that.
We weren't great against St Kilda, but we weren't that bad either, were we? That was lamentable, and it's been, you know, seems to have been symptomatic of the malaise at Brisbane, but I don't want to sort of talk them down too much because you do so at your peril, you know. Mm. I'd imagine, Brisbane would be expecting Carlton to come back hard, but equally Carlton would be expecting Brisbane hosting at home to show a little bit more resolve than they did a week ago. So there's still plenty to play for, you know, for Brendan Bolton's men. We just need to come back hard after that lamentable showing last week. And with games against Melbourne and Essendon to come, I think it's important for the members and supporters and the players themselves that they finish off in grand style. So it'll be very interesting to see what transpires at the Gabba from 1:45 this Saturday afternoon.
Still worth watching, obviously, and get along to a venue of your choice, or you might have Foxtel if you're so blessed.
Yes, very
true. Or I don't
know,
is it on free-to-air? I can't quite get the logic. It is on free-to-air.
Oh, excellent.
There you go.
Excellent. All right. Okay, well, you can flick between that and the Olympics, Tone.
Well, yes. I don't think the game against St Kilda was has anyway advanced the cause of making AFL an Olympic sport.
No,
but we will see.
It wasn't good to watch, was it?
No. Well, look, another day, another week, another game, another chance at redemption.
Yes.
Have you been watching the Olympics at all, Tone?
I have indeed. A great result. We just, as we go to where the women have taken out the Sevens rugby gold over New Zealand. Well, that's even better. That was a good result. So yes, we are not getting carried away, Tony. We're taking one gold at a time at the moment. But it's very good to see, isn't it?
It's always once every 4 years. I love using the word meddling. We have meddled. Okay, always good to use a noun as a verb. You'll hear plenty more of that over the next week or two here on The Two Tones. Thank you so much, Tony DeBolfo.
A pleasure, Tony.
We say congratulations to a great career by Michael Jamieson. Thanks for all your hard work on the podcast. And, of course, we wish you all the best. Same with Andrew Walker.
Well said.
Catch you next week.